side door at the Nelson, checking out the scene from our Nelson house party all day Friday. Brought to you by Trulux Steak and Stonecraft, Layer 10 Sales, Slot Machine Expo, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:14 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line out here at Marine Max in Louisville today. Up here on the Nautical Mile, if you'd like to come out here and join us, we would love to engage in a little bit of banter and repartee with you as you're looking over some of these wonderful boats they have in here. And with more on the boats, here is Cobra.
Well, since I heard once that people love lists, we have what I think maybe my favorite list we've ever done.
Do they really?
So I hear.
Has that not been disproven?
So I hear.
That's right. People do love lists.
See? Mm-hmm. I have the backing of someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the list we have now comes from a poll of Americans. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of Americans have voted.
Polish Americans.
On their top 10 sitcom songs of all time. Now, when you say sitcom song, you think, well, I mean, there's a million to choose from. Actually, what they did was they narrowed it down to songs that contain lyrics. So there's no Andy Griffiths in here, which sucks. Maybe they can do one without lyrics, too. But this is literally songs containing lyrics in the sitcom theme song.
That eliminates a lot. That eliminates Sanford and Son.
Right.
It eliminates the Munsters.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah.
Bewitched. All that stuff.
And all those are classic.
Right. I
mean, instantly recognized.
Well, you know what, Greg? Maybe they'll do one here coming up soon.
Maybe I'll do one.
Okay. Maybe you will.
How did I Dream of Jeannie go? Oh, okay. 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 I've heard that.
All right. So, instead of you guys just carpet bombing me with guesses,
which they love to do,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
What we will do
why
is
why can't we carpet bomb you?
Because it'll end the segment in like a minute. I want a little suspense here, if you don't mind. I would like to play Radio Man here for once. Okay.
We have time to kill, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I will give Greg, Mike, and Kevin each a guess for each slot, going from 10 to 1.
Okay.
So we'll start with number 10. With Greg.
Beverly Hillbillies.
No.
That's not in the top 10?
It's not number 10.
It's not
10.
Number 10, Douchey.
Whoa.
Look out here.
Man, hey, seriously. Hey.
You know, so you're not,
I mean, we're
so
just
you're,
a...
So you're not going to tell me if it's in the top 10?
And then
nope.
Calling that?
Nope. Can't do it, Greg.
I don't really like the way we're doing this because it's...
Yeah, know, it's tough, isn't it?
I mean,
tough on the
say,
hammer, isn't it?
Why can't you just say, yeah, that's mm-hmm. number whatever it is?
Well,
because we're going to play you the song.
Right.
That is the number 10 song.
Right.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I guess.
You got to play radio here, Greg.
Okay.
You got to think outside the box.
That means yeah. I'm going to be guessing Beverly Hillbillies every time it's my turn.
Okay. That's a good guess. I'm going to tell you that. Kevin, do you have a guess?
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for
ooh,
you.
Ooh, Three's Company. Very good.
Starring Joyce DeWitt.
I will tell you, not on the list.
Oh.
Mike?
The theme from Soul Train.
Not taking it seriously. Go ahead.
Yes,
and play, go ahead and play number 10.
Good time.
Oh, well.
That's got Esther Rowland.
Right.
That's a good theme song.
It's a great song.
Michael, keeping your head on the water. Making the waves when you can.
Temporarily off.
Good times. Easy credit rip-offs. Good times.
What are they saying there?
Easy credit rip-offs?
What is that?
I don't know.
What's hanging in a jiving, man?
No, you know what it is? It's hanging in a chow line.
What?
The hit was on the Chappelle show.
It's not hanging in a chow line.
I'm telling you. They had a...
It's not hanging in a jiving? Was that the
and
argument?
What is the Chappelle
I'm telling
show?
You.
Does Sherry Chappelle have her own show now?
Let's just listen to Kevin Scott.
Go ahead,
Dave
Kevin.
Chappelle's a comedian, has his own show on Comedy Central.
Thank you.
They had a segment called I Know Black People. And one of the questions was this lyric. And they had to guess what it was. And the guy said he had to look it up. It was called Hanging in a Chow Line.
Wow,
they're talking
I'm
about
telling you.
Living the tough life.
It's
no
like
temporary
government
layoffs,
cheese, man.
Easy credit rip-offs.
Government butter, government cheese.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Hanging
I grew,
in a chow
listen,
line.
I grew up in Interlochen. I know where they're coming
bonding.
From.
Oh, I know that.
No, we're not.
Number 9. Any guesses?
I'd be great on that show. I know black people.
I'm just gonna get all mine out of the way because I didn't know you had to guess them exactly when they are, but I'm gonna say All in the Family.
Ooh. Well, how about play number 9, Psycho?
Boy, the way Glenn will
Grego.
All right. Is this the old version or the new?
Well, I don't know. What was the new one?
No, I don't know. They skipped to the last verse. They didn't play the whole thing.
What are they saying there?
G-R-O LaSalle ran great.
That's a car, LaSalle.
It's always great.
Use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Herbert Hoover. That is a tremendous song. By the way, every song in here is a tremendous song and one that you know every lyric. All right.
Oh, I bet I know what that one is.
Oh, listen to this. Additional lyrics.
The Dodgers win.
Have yourself a dandy day.
That costs you under a thing.
Hair was short and skirts were long. Kate Smith really sold the song.
I don't know just what went wrong. Those were the days.
What greatness.
What a great actress she is.
Mm-hmm.
And him, or was for him.
Yeah.
Number 8.
She's still alive?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gilligan's Island.
All right, I will tell you that is on the list, but it is not number 8.
Okay.
All right.
Michael. Flo.
Kevin.
Michael.
It takes different strokes.
Ooh. Great guess. Not in the top 10. Way to think, though. Here is your number 8 song.
YYZ.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Not a bad one.
Got kind of tired of...
Boy, beat All in the Family, though.
Not better than All in the Family.
Well, the show's not better than All in the Family, but maybe the song is. I think it's a cool song. Nice 70s groove. You know who that is, Mike?
Who?
No, we're asking you.
I don't know.
No, I don't.
Is it Walter Becker?
I'd rather doubt that he had anything to do with that.
All right. Number 7.
Guesses? Michael?
I will guess the Addams Family.
Not good guess, but not on the list.
Mm. Not in the top 10, right?
No.
I'm going to guess the Monkees.
Ooh.
Here we come, walking down the street.
Great guess. One. Not on there, though.
Kevin Scott.
The Facts of Life.
Another good one. Is you that? Take the good, you take the bad.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Take them both in there, you have
no.
The
bad supply. Here is number 7.
Well, we're moving on up.
Yeah.
Moving on up. Moving on up. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
That deserves to be in there.
Oh,
so you've had
yes.
You've had All in the Family, the Jeffersons, and Good Times, all Norman Lear, right there in a row.
What do they say?
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
No man on the grill. Took a whole lot of two right here. I just forget all about him. Now we're up in the big leagues. Getting up turn at base. As long as we live, you and me, baby, ain't nothing wrong with us.
All right.
Great song. Number 6, as we count down the top 10 greatest sitcom theme songs with words.
According to who? Internet.com?
Yeah, internet.org.
Oh, okay.
Remember,
how about
it's a
this one? How about this one? How about Green Acres?
Play number 6, Psycho. Well, that's... Yeah. Good guess, Grego.
Who doesn't know every lyric to this?
Clock's in at number 6. Do you know this song, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Green Acres is the place for me. Farm living is a life for me.
land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York.
Oh, God, I hate her.
I got allergic smelling hay.
Where she wasn't feeding.
Was she hot? Was she supposed to be real hot back in the day?
She was pretty good looking.
Yeah, she was.
But give me Park Avenue.
Park Avenue. All right. And since we heard a snippet of number 5,
just go ahead and
why don't we
roll
go
it out
why don't we go ahead and roll it?
Just sit right back.
Can't argue with it, though. You know, this
the
may
minute,
be...
The minute you hear that first bar, you know what it is.
Yeah.
And everybody knows the words.
Well,
and the words
do.
Change.
And you know what? This show was only on 3 seasons.
Do you remember that the words changed to this when they went from black and white to color?
Yeah, yeah. Because then they said...
They
it
added
used to
Professor...
Be and the rest.
Yeah.
And then they added the Professor and Mary Ann.
Mary Ann. Let's see which version this is.
This is the first version.
Would be lost.
You sure?
Sounds like it.
Lost. The ships had run on the shore of this uncharted deck.
You know this song, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Again, the skipper too, a millionaire and his wife.
Here we go.
A movie star, the Professor and Mary Ann.
They played such critical roles that they deserve to get their names mentioned.
But there's more?
Yeah, there's...
Oh, this is the outro. All right.
Yeah. All right, we're down to our top 4 songs of all time. And these are all...
It's getting tense, these, man.
Yeah, it really is.
I know one that's going to be in there.
These are all big time.
Okay.
Friends.
No, you know, Danny and I were talking about that.
We actually got in a fight.
Yeah, because the Friends song is just a rock and roll song that wasn't written for the for that. It was just
but
a song.
But it had lyrics, and they always include one that, when you talk about all time, there's always one that's current.
Friends didn't make it. No,
really?
No shows from the last 10 years are on there.
Oh, well, then I'm...
And you what?
Yeah.
You want another guess?
Yes. We're at number 4,
yeah.
Greg.
How about Mary Tyler Moore?
That's a good guess, but it's not number 4.
Hmm.
Number 4, again, is one of the most sung songs of all time.
Michael, you want to take a guess?
Newhart.
Did that have lyrics?
I don't think so.
No, it didn't.
Kevin?
Making Your Way in the World Today Takes Everything You Got.
What is that?
Is that Cheers? The Cheers? That's a good guess, but not number 4. This is number 4.
Here's the story.
Well,
lovely lady.
Such a beating.
This used to be my absolute favorite show when I was a kid.
Have you seen every episode?
Yes.
Hot girls?
About a million times.
What'd you say, Greg?
Were those hot girls?
They were 15, Greg.
Yeah, and so was I.
Oh.
When I was watching it.
I mean, Cindy was like 8, man.
I love curls.
And Alice?
Yeah, now Alice is more you guys speed.
Reiner, does Alice turn you on?
Don't know her.
Okay.
Are you jealous of Sam the Butcher, Greg, since you're really Mr. Beef?
No.
All right, that song kills me.
Love that song.
All right. Here's one that probably should be on there, but I guarantee it didn't make the list, but I'm going to guess it anyway. Mr. Ed.
No.
It should. That's a great song. It's great. I know it didn't make it, but I wanted to say, well, Mr. Ed.
That'll make it back on the show, I'm sure.
Oh, boy, you sure did. You took advantage of that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right, no more guesses.
Yeah, because you've already pretty much guessed them all, so let's just run
here
them down.
Here are your top 3. Number 3.
Cheers.
What a beat. I hate this song.
I do, too. Is this... I like it.
I do, too. I've always liked
it. It's not depressing.
Is this part of the song they play on TV?
Yeah, you get to drink after this, man. What are you talking about?
This is the saddest of taxi theme.
No one comes in, everybody gets drunk.
Are you sure this... Okay, yeah, you're right.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody
we beat you down.
And we're always glad you came.
All right, what's 2?
Number 2, this is my favorite sitcom song of all time, without question.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
You might just make it after all.
Does this not reek of 1972 or whatever?
Wide lapels.
Who, you know who sings this, Craig?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Or do you, Mike?
I think it's Dickie Betts.
Stop it.
I think it might be Looking Glass.
Dickie Betts.
Well, then number 1's got to be...
Hang on.
Crank it up.
No, no need to waste
sing that. It was fairly well known who sang this back in the day.
We'll figure it out during the break. Try to get him up here.
Somebody out there knows. Maybe get a celebrity liner from him for Sturm und Drang.
If you sang this song, will you come up tomorrow? There, we'll get him up.
So we know what number one is then.
Number one, yes.
Come and listen to the story about a man named Jed.
I wonder if more people know this song, though, than they do, like, the Brady Bunch or Gilligan's Island, or if they're all just globbed in there together.
This is a different version, too.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed.
That's Flat and Scruggs singing.
Here barely kept his family fed.
Who sang the other one?
One day he was shooting.
It wasn't Flat and Scruggs. Flat and Scruggs did it, but they didn't sing it.
They played the banjo?
No, they didn't. They didn't sing it on the TV show.
I know they wrote it.
They wrote it, but I don't think they sang it.
Did they write the song for the show?
Yes.
Or was this song in existence before the show?
They wrote it for the show.
I think they did. It's just a different version.
Because Corby has a little-known fact.
No, I don't. There you go. Top 10. Good times, all in the family.
Good ones that didn't make it.
WKRP, The Jeffersons, Green Acres, Gilligan's Island, Brady Bunch, Cheers, Mary Tyler Moore, and the Beverly Hillbillies.
All right, now, what if you include those without lyrics in there?
Oh, you know what? You know what number one would be? MASH.
I think Andy Griffith would be.
Or Andy Griffith.
Maybe we'll compose our own and do it tomorrow.
Think that's a good idea?
Well, maybe not.
Well, one thing Take that care, certainly I is think. A good idea.
Sonny Curtis sang Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoever he is.
All right, one thing that is a good idea is to discuss the NBA playoff situation. We'll get into that next here on The Ticket.